Okay. So when we feel that violence become increase at our country, and we decide to get out of there to save our lives, to save children's lives. The violence become increase step by step. Finally, we find that some sign. I recognize it that things getting worse. No. So I work in company that need to move many country around. When the violence happened, I can't move. I can't make that move. My brother-in-law, so he was working for international company and for petroleum company. One day they have attack on this company. So many killed, so many injured. My boy in the school came some days to me and asked me, "Father, is that real that the people here will kill you and take me and my mother to another family?" I feel that things. I feel that things doesn't look like so better to us. So I decide that from past time, from many months later, they called me my relative from outside Syria and asked me to get out with my family, take my brother-in-law with his family. But we say no, nothing yet. Nothing. The violence wasn't that big.
That you suppose it's dangerous at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, but after when I see that this important things, they kick me from, they forced me to quiet from my company. They forced my brother-in-law to quiet from the company. We found ourselves jobless. Someday I was driving my car in the in the next street that there is another car passed like plane, and they have gun with them and they shooting on the air. If I was two minutes or 3 minutes before after there, maybe we have an accident with them. My children's were
also in your car.
In my car. When I reached the area that I saw crowd there, I asked, "What happened?" They were here soldier
From the army or from the...
From the army. And he was taking his boy to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And some armed group target him and his child. She killed the both. Mm-hmm. And they're running away. Mm-hmm. I returned to home and said to my wife, I think not better to stay here more. Mm. We must.
How is the situation of the Christian in Syria?
The Christian in Syria, live very good. Yeah, their life is very good. They live in liberty. Nobody can ask him anything. They can do all praying in free. Nobody forced them to anything. The Christian, so many Christian are there in the area, was leaving the country.
Why,
the
if they live very good in the country, in Syria, why they want to leave the country?
Because they was targeting by armed group, because they if they have money, if they have car, they kidnapping their children, they're asking for money from them.
So they are not living in the good world.
They were.
We talk how was before the war.
We were live. Yeah, we were live.
We know how was the Christian life in the.
But after violence,
yes.
They target them. They target them many now. After violence.
We'll talk about how is it now the situation of the Christian people in Syria.
The most earlier things that happen now, they are the army groups move towards the eastern area, Al-Hasaka, and there's many large Christian there.
How name is it once again?
Al-Hasaka.
Al-Hasaka.
In the east of, and they're targeting first Ras Al-Ain. Ras Al-Ain has also many Christian there. And they, in one day, they attacked the city. All people leave their home, their things, open it at in the middle night, and running away to towards Al-Kamishli. The rebel army now is in Ras Al-Ain, and all the people there are outside. All the civilian Christian people.
What the rebellion are doing with the Christian?
They enter any country, they have. The economic,
You mean the protect them? Who is protecting them to get the arms? The rebellion. Where they have the arms?
After the rebel. become in any country, the force army of the government follow them, mm-hmm. and they shoot each other. When they shoot each other, no civilian can save himself at the street, in the mm-hmm. in the buildings, because it's war in all kind of weapons. So they must leave urgently. And just to say that this group, this army group, even if it's from government or from the rebel, coming to this city, people feel scared. So after they are now in Ras El Ain and they have many many gunshots between them and the government forces, they announced that they will attack Qamishli or Al Hasaka. Mm-hmm. So all Christians there now are feel horrible, scared that maybe that Ras El Ain when it's attacked, they come to Qamishli. But if Qamishli or Al Hasaka attacked, where they can?
That's right.
Where they can go in? So this is the that what happened.
Do you hear about the heard about the some an attack for the church in Syria?
Yeah, the in Ras El Ain they attacked the Syrian church, Syrian Catholic church. I saw it in the pictures. They destroyed it from the top. The bell tower destroyed it also. They don't make difference between church or mosque, or they now everything they targeted. No buildings, civilian people in buildings. They target everything.
Why you didn't plan to be in the camp for refugees here in Turkey?
No, I heard I know that camps not good for us.
Why?
Because I have children, I have wife. Living there in winter under the rain, it's not good. How to live here.
What is your plan for life?
I don't know. We lost. Maybe I'm thinking to get out, live outside. Maybe America, Canada, I don't know. I have relatives there. Maybe I will go to live there.
You don't plan to back to Syria?
I don't know. Something I realized here, I didn't think about it when I was in Syria, that when I moved to Turkey, I didn't expect that Turkey and Syria will become enemies by politics. And now I'm in Turkey for 5 months. And the allowed staying here is 3 months. If I came back to Syria, they'll ask me, what are you doing there? Why you are there for 5 months? You didn't know that they are enemy to you now, and so on, so on, so on, so on. So
create some problems.
So I'm afraid now to come back.
Do you think do you think that rebellion will win, or the official army will win? How is the future for Syria?
So, in the matter of fact, I don't know which of them will win, but I am sure for one thing that Syria is lose. Syria lose. We lose our country. We lose our. We lose our jobs. We lose our lives. We live in very, very nice life. We have very nice life there. I don't care who win at the end. Syria will buildings again, it will be better.
My last stay in Damascus, I remember I was there for help to Iraqi Christian from Baghdad. And now is the situation I never expected, that Syrian Christian I will meet in the way to be far from Syria. So for me it's really shock, the situation, like, is it like that? So 2 years ago I was helped Iraqi Christian in Damascus. And now I meet Syrian Christian as the refugees. So this is strange. What will be with all Christians? They want to stay in Syria, or really they are afraid of the Muslim?
No, they're afraid about the Muslim. Most of them now want to leave Syria, but they don't know how. They can't, because they haven't money. Someone they can because they have. They can't now go because all the crossed are closed. No airplane enough to move. They're afraid about Muslim because when we saw the TV, we saw many horrible pictures of killing people that without head, people without arm, people without leg. It's awful way for killing.
Thank you.
So anyone can see that he will be afraid.
In Iraq, Christian was really afraid of the Muslim. In Syria, the Alawit was in the government, that was quite time for Christian. So now in the rebellion army, we have that it's many people from Al Qaeda, from other groups.
Yeah, that's what we heard too. No, I'm not. I'm not she asked why Christian when we go to any embassy to ask for resettlement, they don't allowed us, but they allowed Muslim people to go. They give them more than Christian visa.
In Syria or in Turkey?
I think in all countries.
But exactly Syria.
Exactly for Syria. They are announcing on the TV that Syrians are welcome. Syrian, we can help them. We can help Syrian. But in fact, nobody.
Who is talking? We can help Syrian.
All the official of European country or Canada or America. Mm-hmm. So this is the way.